Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Romeo and Juliet. The Rude Retelling. Read by Brian Harvey. If you're offended easily, then this isn't the love story for you. Part 6.
Romeo is hiding out with Friar Lawrence, the bloke who married him. The friar breaks the news to Romeo that his punishment is banishment, and Romeo gets all dramatic once again. Banishment? Be merciful and say death, for exile is worse than death, so much worse. The friar tried to explain to Romeo that banishment wasn't the end of the world. In fact, the world was a big place he could explore. But let us not forget that Romeo, the emo, Romemo, could only think negatively. It's torture and not mercy. Heaven is here. Juliet lives here. Now, Phil, at this point, I should remind you that he's known her for like a fucking day, and he's somehow already married to her and was crying over some other girl just 2 days ago. But anyway, the friar lost his temper. You madman, listen to me. But before he could give his lecture on why Romeo was being a whiny little baby, a knock came from the door. It was the nurse with the ring and a message from Juliet. I do have to ask how the nurse found him so easily. When he's hiding away from being killed, the nurse and Friar bond briefly over having to deal with such crybabies before Romeo asks, how is Juliet? Does she think of me as a murderer now?
She just weeps and weeps and weeps and weeps and weeps,
moaned Anne the nurse.
She cries out for Tybalt, then for you. Then she weeps, and then the cycle restarts. It's very annoying.
Romeo drew his dagger and said, she cries me name as if I murdered her relative, which he did, and she hates me now. I shall cut myself to end it all. Whoa there, shouted the friar. Don't act out of depression. These are the actions of a wildebeest, not a man, he added. He then goes on a super long rant about how Romeo claims to want love, but is only causing misery with his actions. How he should be a man, go see his wife, then escape before he's caught and wait for peace to be restored in the city where he can finally return. The nurse is sent back to Juliet with the message that Romeo will come, and suddenly Romeo is happy again. He bids the friar farewell and headed to Juliet's. Now, I know we've had a lot of characters in this. I mean, like, so fucking many. But do you remember the Count Paris, who was going to marry Juliet? Well, a little update on him. He's still about. He's speaking to her parents, and they're apologising for not being able to convince Juliet yet. What with all the deaths. But they decide it's only Monday, so therefore Thursday is a good day for a wedding, isn't it? Thursday's good. Thursday's blinding. A small one, though, because of all the death. It's respectful that way. Romeo made his way to Juliet's, and they had their wedding night. Now, I'm not going to go into details. Let's just assume they cried together at how happy and how sad they were before giving the wedding day a proper send-off. Anyway, the morning comes, and Romeo decides it's time to leave. hit it and quit it almost. But with the difference being that he'll literally be killed if he's caught.
Are you going? It's a long time until daybreak, Romeo,
said Juliet. It is the morning lark, not the nightingale that sings. The sun is rising. Night is over and day is coming. If I want to live, I must go. If I stay, then I die, replied Romeo, with one foot out the window already. Juliet tried to convince him that the light was from a meteor, and the nightingale sounded a lot like the morning lark. It didn't really take much to convince him to stay, and Romeo did yet another U-turn. Let me be taken and put to death. I want to stay more than I want to go. At this point, I'm losing the fucking will to live. Juliet then changes her mind.
Get out of here,
she yells, now arguing against her original argument.
The lark is loud and the sun is up.
One kiss and I'll descend, he says as he throws the rope ladder out the window.
Do you think we'll ever meet again?
Asked Juliet. Hang on a minute, didn't he just fucking marry this bird? I doubt it not, he replied. Now let's just pause again and ask this question. Why don't she go with him? No one else thinking that? Sure, it's all complicated and she's got a family looking out for her, but I mean, come on. If you're going to moan, then just go with him, you fucking stupid woman. Back in the story, Juliet's mum enters the room and sees Juliet crying. She then delivers one of the most compassionate lines of the play.
Some grief shows much love, but too much grief shows you are stupid, and I am running out of voices for these women.
I'm running out of voices here. I'm running out. Stop bringing more people into this play, please. Fuck me. She continues.
We weep more than the villain who killed him is still alive, that villain Romeo. We weep more that the villain who killed him is still alive, that villain Romeo. We'll have our vengeance, though. Fear not. We'll send a man to Mantua, where the exile is living, and poison his drink. Then I hope you'll stop weeping.
Juliet was caught between a rock and a hard place. She loved Romeo, but couldn't tell her own mother. She says that to stop weeping, she must be the one to mix the poison herself and kill Romeo. A cunning plan. Her mum agrees and then breaks the good news she has. They found her a husband. She is to marry Count Paris on Thursday. Juliet refuses.
He will not make me a joyful bride. He hasn't even tried to woo me. I would rather marry Romeo, who you know I hate, rather than this Count cunt.
Her mother was taken aback.
Well, here comes your father. You can tell him so yourself.
Isn't she grateful?
Asked Capulet to his wife about Juliet's decision.
I am thankful, but I'm not on board with this decision,
she snapped back. Capulet was having none of this.
You show me no thanks. You say it, but you don't mean it. You are a spoiled little girl. You will wed Paris on Thursday. I will drag you there myself if I need to.
He then goes into a tirade of abuse to Juliet, calling her worthless, disobedient, a wretch, and much more. The nurse tries to step in and defend Juliet. Then Lady Capulet tries her best, but Capulet is proper mad.
Day, night, I've tried to get her matched. I do that and you throw it back in my face. If you won't get married, then fine. But you're not living here. It's my house and you can fuck off. If you act like my daughter and marry, then you shall have a home. If you don't, then you can beg, starve and die in the streets.
With that, he left. Her mum leaves moments later too.
I am done worrying about you,
she says as she leaves. The nurse, who loves to give her faults, tells Juliet she should marry the Count. Romeo is gone, so enjoy your second marriage. Juliet is outraged by this, so she lies to the nurse and tells her that she's going to the friar to confess and be forgiven. The nurse leaves to tell Juliet's mum. The door closes and Juliet sticks her middle finger up at the door and calls her whole family and the nurse a bunch of cunts and bitches. She then leaves to find the friar and ask his advice.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.